Welcome to Unity of Walnut Creek. This is our family service for Christmas Eve candlelighting service. We're so happy you're with us tonight. We have Heart Dream and Steve and Maribai as our special music, and of course the children's choir. So sit back, enjoy. We're so grateful you're here. God bless. So happy to see all of you and these beautiful children. I'm delighted to be here in our family service. We've started through Advent, through the 4 weeks, lighting our candles, and they're already lit because we've been through the Advent and now we have arrived to this time period. So the candles we lit were for hope and faith and peace, love and joy. And so what we want to know is that we are awakening to that Christ presence within us. And today is a special, wonderful time, in that not only are we celebrating Christmas Eve, but Hanukkah begins as well. So there's something miraculous about when our interfaith sort of comes together, is that we can build these bridges of understanding and bring more light and more love into the world. And that's what we're about, yes?
Yes.
Yes. So tonight, Faith is going to light the menorah from our Advent candles. Faith, are you?
She's going to do that. She's going to do it after, during the candlelight.
Okay, so we'll do that later after the candle lighting. So I'm sometimes the last to know. But I'm blessed that you're all here. This is a wonderful evening, so I'm going to sit down and enjoy these beautiful children.
Hey!
Love is the treasure.
I just had to come down and read you guys the story of Jesus. So this is the Christmas story. So who here knows who Jesus Christ is. Okay, that's a good number of you. So, this is Mary, a girl of Galilee. She lived long years ago, but such a wonderful thing happened to her that we remember and love her still. One day, an angel appeared to Mary. "You are blessed among women," the angel said, "for you shall have a son whom you shall name Jesus. He shall be called the Son of God, and his kingdom shall never end." "I am glad to serve the Lord," said Mary. "May it be as you have said." Then the angel left her. Mary married a good man from Nazareth. His name was Joseph, and he was a carpenter by trade. When Joseph had to go from Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judea to pay his taxes in his father's town, Mary went with him. It was a long and weary journey for her. See, she's riding on a donkey. You guys know what a donkey is? Donkey? Yeah? They're pretty cool animals. When they reached Bethlehem at last, they found many travelers there before them. The streets were full of cheerful, jostling kinsmen. The inns were crowded to the doors. Though Joseph asked shelter only for his wife, every innkeeper turned them away. At last, one innkeeper, seeing Mary's weariness and need, showed them to a stable full of warm, sweet hay. There, Mary brought forth her son, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger, since there was no room for them in the inn. There were in the inn that same country shepherds in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them in shining glory, and they were all afraid. Do you guys think you'd be afraid if you saw an angel?
No.
I would.
Well, it's probably something they've never seen before, so they were a little, you know, iffy. I don't know. But the angel said to them, "There is nothing to fear. I come to bring you news of great joy, which shall come to all people. For a child is born in this day in Bethlehem, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, the sky was full of angels praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and earth and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." When the angel disappeared into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing which the Lord has made known to us." They hurried to the town and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. Afterwards, the shepherd told everyone they met about the child. Now when Jesus was still a baby, three wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. "Where is he that is born the King of the Jews?" they asked. "For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled in his wicked heart. He called the wise men to him and asked them just when the star had appeared. Then he sent off to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search for the young child, and when you have found him, bring word back to me, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, the wise men departed. Behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it stood over the place where the child lay. When they saw the star, the wise men rejoiced and were glad. And when they came into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures and laid them before him. There were gold and frankincense and myrrh. Being warned by God that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. The child was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was born. And the child grew and became strong in spirit and full of wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him. All right, children, I'm going to invite you to sit with your parents. Bye, guys.
We are keys. Jesus taught us how to live, love each other and forgive. Our voices ring loud and clear, it's for love we've come here. Jesus taught us how to live, love each other and forgive. Our voices ring loud and clear, it's for love we've come here. It's for love we've come here.
Hello everyone. I'm going to light the menorah. I light this candle to celebrate Hanukkah, the festival of lights. It commemorates the miracle that occurred in the temple so many years ago, when the oil in the lamp lasted 8 days instead of a few hours.
All right, we're going to light the Christ candle right now that represents the light in our heart. And I will pass this over to Luna.
I think Christ is a kind of a definition for Christmas. And I think that's about spending time with your family and friends and having fun and celebrating the miracle of Jesus.
I also think that it means Christmas, and Christmas is about spending time with family and opening presents and, yeah, eating food.
I think we light the Christ candle so it reminds us of God shining the light through our hearts.
I think it's because you get to spend time with family and friends.
What does Lonnie think?
Thank you, Luna. Well, I think that all of your lights bring more light to this world, so we are grateful.
Oh,
see the light inside of each of you. You are the Christ light. God's light is in your heart, shining so bright always, every day of the year. And so as we blow out our candles, make the wish to love and be loved. So let's now all blow out our candles. Everyone, blow out your candle. And celebrate now with us as we sing Joy to the World. Text. I want you to know that from my friend at Unity of Alaska, and she says that she just sighted the sleigh and reindeer. They're on their way. Woo! So we better hurry. So let's
join in singing. We wish you a merry
Christmas.
All right.
We wish you a merry Christmas.